In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Amazon has everything for every kind of birthday. Whether that's a three-tier cake stand.
Happy birthday!
Comet balloons for your son's space theme party. Or gifts like a karaoke machine for that friend who never stops singing.
Happy birthday to you!
From cake stands to karaoke machines, shop everything for every party on Amazon.
It's crazy watching sequentially all the things that had to happen for the Pacers to win that game last night. It's on the TV in our studio right now. Man, what an NBA playoff game that was. Pacers beat the Knicks 138-135 in overtime, and the Pacers were down by 14 or 17 with under 3 minutes to go. They came back and won the game.
There hasn't been a comeback like that in the last 27 years of the NBA. Over 1,000 instances where you've been down by that much with a minute remaining in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Nobody has come back like that in the NBA playoffs. And it happened on the road.
Yeah.
Happened in New York. Did it in front of Knicks fans.
In front of the worst fan base in the NBA. They've taken that mantle from. I don't know who they've taken it from. I just know I've watched their act on social media the last 2-3 weeks, and I'm like, these are horrible people right here.
All their fake celebrity fans that
yes.
only go because they get good seats.
Yeah.
Knicks have an entire department devoted to giving tickets to celebrities.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun last night. All right, flag football in the Summer Olympics in 2028 is a thing. It's going to happen, and there's going to be NFL players in it. I think I'm guessing this team is going to have some NFL players on. As you pointed out, it is a very different sport than actual football, and we've got guys that have been representing the United States forever playing flag football. But for marketing purposes, if nothing else,
For marketing purposes and the fact that there's 3 years leading up to this, so some of the NFL players that might be really interested in it, I think it's a fun way to do your off-season training is, you know, learn the ins and outs of flag football.
Right.
So the more I think about it, just the sheer physical talent of guys like Ja'Marr Chase is got to supersede some of the
guy
other
like
guys
that
have they've been playing flag football forever. I would expect there to be if they can get enough good players from the NFL that want to do it, then I would expect it to be mostly NFL players. But that's a big if. The timing of it is not good.
It's not good, and yet it's the only time you can really do it. Like it's the perfect, like if you're having to pick a part of the calendar year to do it, when it's happening is, you know, the Olympics that year are going to be from July, I think, 14th through the 30th.
July 14th through 30th, and NFL veterans typically report around July 25th, give or take.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm going to be surprised if there's a starting quarterback that does it. Because you miss maybe potentially the first 2 weeks of training camp at that time where you're supposed to be developing chemistry and all those other things with your players. I just don't I can't see a really good NFL quarterback saying, "Yeah, I'm going to go over and not just risk injury, but also just miss out on the first 2 weeks of camp."
See, I think a majority of them think the way you do, but all it takes is one to not think the way you do. They're right there, and I don't think a team is going to stop them. The NFL is embracing this. Obviously, the NFL. We need to take a step back. I guess like the NFL is into flag football, period. They are partnered with flag football. Boy, the number of press releases that we get from the Texans about their support of flag football here locally. They've got the big girls flag football championship that was going on a week or so ago. And I think it's great. I think it's awesome, but flag football and its popularity has kind of been a nice gift to the NFL here that it's this safer version of football that you can fully get behind and really encourage kids to go do that before they start banging heads in high school. So the NFL is in on this, and I think they view that Olympics as a big vessel to really accentuate. I mean, it's 3 years from now, but I think the NFL views this as and partnering with the Olympics, which is a major brand. I think the starting quarterback will be an NFL guy only because there's going to be at least one or two that want to do it, and their employer is not going to stand in our way. I do think that a majority of them think the way you're talking about, Seth. I just don't think it's all of them. I think there will be one or two that may want to do it.
I keep then the quarterbacks that do, if you are a quarterback that wants, let's say all the NFL quarterbacks would want to do it. I don't get anybody thinking that Pat Mahomes would be the go-to choice. Because the quarterback runs in flag football. It's a huge asset. And he's very mobile and very elusive, but part of that's based on his size as well. Mm-hmm. He can withstand some punishment in the pocket and break tackles and all that. He's not as wiggly as a Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray would be obviously you're going to lose some on the throwing part of things, but Kyler Murray is the guy I think of that would be hardest to actually get close enough to grab a. You can't just be elusive in the pocket.
Yeah.
You got to be athletic enough to completely run away from guys and twist out of trouble to where they can't even get a hand on your flag.
Throw on the run as well. I think Kyler, I think guys not maybe being as pinpoint accurate as other guys as I'm guessing in flag football, it's not, you don't have to be quite as pinpoint accurate. You just certainly don't have all the clutter going on around you in flag football that you do in regular football that might
affect
the guy.
There's a lot more space. There's a lot more space on the field.
Like Kyler Murray's height doesn't matter, I would guess, at all in flag football. You know, there's plenty of room to see
things. Yeah,
you've
only got one lineman who can be a receiver as well.
Yeah.
So it's, So, that's a really good point about the height.
Yeah.
And that's where I still wonder sometimes where there's, it's real tempting to think, all these NFL players would be so dominant at it. You got to remember, there are a lot of guys that have NFL size, have NFL agility, speed, etc., and even above and beyond, they are faster than anybody in the NFL. They were just too small to play football.
Yep.
And I don't know how many of those guys are out there that have been working at flag football,
right,
who might just be every bit as athletic as Ja'Marr Chase and also schooled in the school, but they're just not as big, but they also know flag football better.
Starting QB odds are out for who would start at QB in 2028 for the Olympic team. By the way, we're doing our first Astros Circle of Trust in about 10 or 12 minutes, so stay tuned for that. First one of the year. Lamar Jackson is the favorite. Lamar Jackson, Seth, is the first person that comes to mind for me when it comes to USA flag football. The combination of the passing, the running, the elusiveness that you talk about, he seems like someone who might want to do it too. Lamar Jackson feels like somebody who would take that as a challenge, you know?
Yeah, I could see him getting into that.
Yeah.
And actually taking it almost, I might worry that he almost might take it too seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he just really dives in for it and you don't see him for 6 months as prepares for flag football.
He's a 2-1 favorite. Jaden Daniels is 3. I want your thumbnail scouting report on each of these guys. Jaden Daniels, 3-1.
Well, Lamar Jackson, first of all, again, part of his strength as a runner is his size and that he can take a glancing blow really, really well. It's not as much about the wiggle. So he doesn't have the ideal wiggle that I want for necessarily an athletic flag football quarterback. Jaden Daniels can run, but again, not a wiggly guy.
Yeah.
And also somehow it makes no sense. I feel like he's too skinny for flag football.
For flag football, he's too skinny?
His skinniness freaks me out. Yes. I don't care. It's still the game of football, whether there's contact or not.
Okay. It's the weirdest take you've had in a while. Jaden Daniels, too skinny for flag football. Josh Allen is 3rd on the list at 5-1.
Again, he's Gumby-like in his ability to take glancing blows.
He's a tank.
Not a whole lot of wiggle there. The wiggle factor has been low on a lot of the favorites.
Yeah. Oh no! Now 4th on the list, your Kyler Murray is 6-1. Right, Kyler, you kind of made a nice case for. I'm kind of feeling Kyler is the quarterback of this thing, and Kyler does seem like a guy who would want to do flag football as well.
Yeah, especially if there's a video game version of
it.
He'll be all into it.
Oh yeah, for sure. 6-1. Mahomes, you mentioned he's 8-1.
Mahomes is 15th on my list right now.
Yeah.
So obviously no wiggle, can run, but just not in a flag football manner.
I just don't need more Patrick Mahomes in my life. That's all. I don't root for Patrick Mahomes. When they put the dream team together, I'm like, oh man, I got to root for LeBron. All right, I guess we're doing this.
Right, and it has Pat Mahomes. Is he who we want to present as the face of American football
to foreigners?
I feel like,
It's flag football time. It's flag football time in LA.
Kyler Murray can talk to some of these international sports reporters who at least cover baseball and know baseball.
Yeah.
They might have some conversations with Kyler Murray about baseball. He's a good bridge.
That's true.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts, 10-1. We're going to get to CJ's coming up in a minute here for those wondering. Jalen Hurts, 10-1. I feel like, yeah, that's a running quarterback, but that's not a – he's lacking in the wiggle. He's a straight ahead.
He's the John Riggins of athletic NFL.
There's no tush pushes in flag football. Like,
there's
a tush push to just reach around and grab his flag. Yeah. And then comes CJ Stroud, who is tied with Bo Nix and Joe Burrow at 12-1 on this list. So
CJ Stroud, not a chance in hell. Don't get your grubby hands off. Get your fraught with fraud and bribery and everything else, Olympic Committee hands off of my CJ Stroud. He doesn't need to be around. Sean, this is the problem with the Olympics. Constantly, always tainted with all of these accusations of people accepting bribes, doing things shady this way, that way. It's not pure enough for our CJ Stroud.
Yeah. He's a driven snow, CJ Stroud. Mm-hmm.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Amazon has everything for every kind of birthday. Whether that's a 3-tier cake stand.
Happy birthday!
Comet balloons for your son's space theme party. Or gifts like a karaoke machine for that friend who never stops singing.
Happy birthday to you!
From cake stands to karaoke machines, shop everything for every party on Amazon.
Text page weighing in heavy on this one. Burrow wants to be Mr. International. Why don't you send him to the Olympics? That's true. He did say yesterday he's mad the Bengals didn't get a global game because he's been doing his best to promote the game globally for the last 18 months by playing football, I guess.
I wonder if you go with Mahomes or CJ, if you, you know, talk about his ball placement and his accuracy and everything, I wonder if there are quarterbacks in flag football who aren't that athletic that do really well just because they are so accurate and because there is so much space on the field that you know that you're that the accuracy supersedes the athleticism. Maybe I'm too hung up on the athleticism.
Yeah, I mean he would be. I think CJ would be. He'd be dealing out there, man, for sure. I don't want him to play. I don't want any of the Texans to play in it. Like especially the guys who've had injury histories, right? I mean, there's a short list of guys on the Texans where I'm like, nope. CJ's one of them, not because of injuries, just because he's the quarterback. But there, I mean, I think Derek Stingley Jr. might be one of the best fits in the entire NFL for this thing. When you consider the fact that it's 5-on-5, it's a 10-man roster, and so you need some guys on that roster that can probably play both ways just in a pinch. Like, I think Travis Hunter, if he wants to play, is a lock to make the Olympic team in 3 years, provided that he's just not a complete NFL bust. And he wants to play. He's going to be on that team. I think Derek Stingley Jr. would be a fantastic. Even I know he'll be 3 years older, but he's only 24 right now. He'll still be 27 years old. I think he'd be a tremendous fit playing both ways on a flag football team, Derek Stingley. But I don't, especially him. I don't want him anywhere near. Nico Collins, don't want him anywhere near. Now, this again, it's 3 years from now, but these are all guys I anticipate still being on the Texans in 3 years. You know?
I guess that'd be the question. If Nico Collins and Derek Stingley spend the next 3 years, neither of them missing a game the entire time,
yeah.
And do you still feel good about them then? That's where.
Then I definitely like, don't want them going.
Do you still feel hesitant then? Yeah.
Yes. I might even feel more hesitant then if they've played three straight seasons because I'm like, man, now we're tempting fate by sending
them dynamic,
there.
The other dynamic here is that guys play both ways quite a bit. Wide receivers play defensive back and vice versa because there's only 10 guys on a roster. Five guys on the field, 10 guys on the roster. You got a quarterback. So I wonder, I think that there might be more defensive backs than people expect.
Oh, yeah.
Like Derek Stingley and his ball skills, you could really easily see him being a threat as a wide receiver.
Yep.
You know, obviously his route running wouldn't be as good, but some of these wide receivers are going to be extreme liabilities as defensive backs.
That's a good point.
So you gotta try to figure out, okay, we can only have so many guys that can only play receiver.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a guy be locked down as a defensive back, but then also a plausible receiver than vice versa.
Have you seen some of the names at the bottom of this odds board are hilarious? Like you see Matthew Stafford playing flag football, running around. Matthew Stafford 100-1, Geno Smith 125-1, Russell Wilson 125-1, Tom Brady 250-1. I saw some hot Brady takes out there, like a gold medal in flag football would just be the capper on his career. I'm like, he's going to be like 52 years old at that, but you've got to be joking that Tom Brady playing against all these young jitterbugs out there. You know what I mean? These water bugs. Aaron Rodgers at 500-1. I'm telling you right now, if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback for Team USA, I am rooting against Team USA. I'm going to be waving whatever flags going. I'm rooting. That will be the one player that'll push me to rooting for some other country than the one that I live in right now.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. Nope. Sorry. And I know it's not going to happen. But this is what Steeler fans are going to have to deal with if he's their quarterback.
You think about the first Dream Team that had a lot of guys who were past their prime for the USA, but the USA was just so much better at basketball than everybody at that point.
Larry Bird could barely walk.
Yeah, you could afford to go out there. And, Larry Bird is just laid up in various makeshift cots all over wherever that was. I can't even remember where that Olympics was.
Barcelona.
It was Barcelona. That's right. And, I feel like you can't get away with that in flag football.
No.
Even though obviously we're going to be way ahead of most country in terms of football skills, it's not conducive to that. You need guys that are still in their relative prime.
Do you think we run roughshod over the rest of the world in this thing?
I'm hesitant to be cocky about it.
You're probably, of all the people I've talked about with this, you've probably given the most respect to the sport, like the people that have already been in it for a long time.
Right.
You know, and then that's not just the USA. There's other countries that have been playing flag football.
It's just because it is a completely different sport. I feel like it would be like trying to, you know, handicap which baseball players are going to be the best cricket players.
Yeah.
All right. There's a lot of similarities, but I know there's a lot of differences too. And I have zero clue exactly how the guys transfer the skills. And that I don't think even the guys who would be good cricket players aren't going to just step right in and be better than the world's best cricket players.
Yeah,
that's where I'm hesitant to just say that the current guys are going to get displaced so quickly.
Minus 300 is great value, though. I don't know if you saw that, Seth.
Well,
the U.S. to win this thing is minus. You risk a paltry 300 to win $100 on the sport, a version of the sport that we invented here in the United States.
Those two seem like pretty good odds. Well, the other thing, too, is in basketball, one of the reasons the international teams got more competitive was because they've got more guys actually playing in the NBA.
Yes.
So now it's NBA players playing against NBA players, where this isn't going to be nearly as much. I don't know how many skill position players are in the NFL who can go play for, you know, France or Switzerland or Japan or anything.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, there's
they just don't have nearly as many international players.
Yeah, like our U.S. Olympic team is going to run into Jokic in the Olympics, you know, some point, you know, run into Luka in the Olympics. No, that's a good point. Minus 300 feels like stealing right now. Feels like stealing. Hey, speaking of Aaron Rodgers, we're going to get to the circle of trust here in just a second. Matt LaFleur was on Kay Adams' podcast, on her show. Matt LaFleur, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, and was asked, hey, has anybody from the Steelers called you about, you know, because he coached Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, has anybody called you about Aaron Rodgers?
Week 8 Steelers, I know you've talked about the Aaron Rodgers stuff. Has Mike Tomlin asked you anything about Aaron? Like when you guys are doing your offseason wine tastings or get together as coaches, has he asked you about Aaron?
No. Not one, nothing. And neither has Arthur. So Arthur Smith, their OC. I haven't heard from either of those guys in regards to him. I'm pretty sure they know what they're doing. I'm sure they're confident in what they're doing, and I would fully expect him to be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Wow, that got a lot of run yesterday. Fully expect Aaron Rodgers to be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
That was interesting the way you'd framed it. Like, this is one where I actually – usually you're skeptical of the headline, and then something confirms – and then it shows. Then you listen to the interview, and it proves that you should have been skeptical of the headline. This one, it was almost with the way that he just looked at it as a foregone conclusion. I think he might have lived up to the headline, even though it's not with inside information or anything. Yeah. I just think I wonder if it's one of those things that in league circles, it's kind of a foregone conclusion that, oh yeah, Aaron Rodgers has got whatever going on.
Yeah,
but he's fully expected, like, they're fully planning to sign him.
Yeah, I just know that if they don't sign him, this is a really slippery slope the Steelers are going into the season on when it comes to quarterback. Mason Rudolph, Skylar Thompson, and I always forget, did they draft Will Howard or McCord? I know they both played for Ohio State at one point. I get them mixed up, Will Howard and Kyle McCord.
It was Will Howard.
It was Will Howard, okay, yeah. Kansas State.
Sorry,
and
I wanted
Ohio
to double
State
check.
Guy. That's okay. I get those
two
mixed
up. No, I don't trust my instincts.
McCord went Ohio State to Syracuse, is what I think. So this transfer portal is going to be the death of me with all these quarterbacks moving around. Text message, and then we'll get to the circle of trust for the Astros. Biggest dynamic when it comes to flag football and NFL players is the opportunity for these guys to win a gold medal and do it at home in the U.S. I've thought about that, like being up on the podium, getting that gold medal is quite a moment. Justin Jefferson was at the league meetings yesterday and actually talked about that dynamic and his wanting to play for the USA.
Think about the chances of, you know, playing in the Olympics and, you know, getting a gold medal is a dream. You know, just reverting back to being a kid and watching the track and field meets, watching basketball win the gold medal. So that's something that as a kid I always wanted to be a part of, but football wasn't globally. So now that we're you know, expanding the game and, you know, we're going more globally, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the one thing, Seth, that I had not thought about with this. Like, that is something. You can talk about the Olympics getting, you know, monetized. It's commercial. It's not really feel like, it doesn't really feel like amateur anymore. There's scandal. There's everything else. That moment of standing up on the podium still hits huge.
Yeah, know? That would be pretty cool.
The national anthem playing and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's I guess the fact that it's not an amateur and it hasn't been amateur in a long time in the Olympics, I guess it doesn't feel the same for us as it used to feel.
Right.
Because now it's the exact opposite. It's that you got really, really rich people competing against some other people that are just kind of trying to scrape by playing whatever sport they're playing.
Yeah.
But I think the part about, I was most skeptical of American football ever making it big internationally because it's such a hard sport to pick up.
Yeah.
You know, basketball back in the day, if you could put a hoop up in a village and give a few kids a basketball, they're going to learn how to play basketball.
Yep.
Football, American football, has a lot more organization to it to where it's hard to ever see it really catching on. Flag football is the opposite. It's actually cheaper to set up than basketball because all you need is a football and then figure out some ropes to add to somebody to wear, and kids can play it out, you know, in their backyards or in the street.
Well, in the sandlot part of it, yeah, like they don't even need flags. Just go play two-hand touch football, and it's almost, you know, it's at least a reasonable facsimile of it. Yeah, and
two-hand shove if you're a real man. You hear me?
On the street, not on grass, on concrete.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what we used to do on the hard scrabble streets of Simsbury, Connecticut. So there you go. Keep texting in 713-572-46. And a lot of people with ideas on who would make good dream team players for the United States in this thing. We'll get to some of your texts.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Amazon has everything for every kind of birthday. Whether that's a three-tier cake stand.
Happy birthday!
Comet balloons for your son's space theme party. Or gifts like a karaoke machine for that friend who never stops singing.
Happy birthday to you!
From cake stands to karaoke machines, shop everything for every party on Amazon.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.